And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind. A moment where we can sit back, have a conversation, share some talking points, see what's kind of bouncing around in my head, and take these talking points and go out and share them with friends and family and whoever else we might run into. For the past, going on a year at work, they've been forcing a new program on us that is there to make us more efficient. It falls under the category of machine learning, the artificial intelligence. Something there that money was invested in to, again, save money on the day-to-day. And I started kind of getting curious about what's going on across different work spectrums in terms of machine learning. You know, I talked about how when, for instance, fast food companies feel that the employees can no longer give the company a fair return in productivity, that they will be exchanged for robots. There's burger flipping machines, and there's, instead of a person now, there's kiosks, but even then, some companies are realizing that we're not ready for complete kiosk control of our food. Not completely ready for it. But we also have cars. Airplanes are currently in the news with their machine learning, with their computer-controlled flight paths. Now, you can, as far as I understand, I should state I'm not a pilot, not even close to anywhere within a chance of getting my pilot's license, so take what I say with a grain of salt on this, but as far as I understand, the pilots take off and land the plane, and then from there, they kick on autopilot once they've reached cruising altitude, and they let the plane make all the micro adjustments and let it fly through the air, and unless something catastrophic happens, or it doesn't have to be the plane falling out of the sky, but it's storm coming up, you got to make some changes. Now, in theory, as far as I understand, the plane can be landed and taken off with AI, with artificial intelligence. But you have the pilots to make those last-minute split-second decisions. Because while the computer can take in 8 million things and do processes 17 million times faster than a human can, there's little tiny things that, we as humans are able to adapt on the fly. And there are certain things that, as of right now, to the best of my knowledge, the computer can't compensate for. The computer says, is it better to crash into a wall or crash into the pool? Kind of depends on if that wall is just drywall, which I doubt it would be, but simple example, or that pool That pool might be 75 feet down from where you're going to crash. Who knows? Little things. We've got cars. Like I said, with the auto drive coming out, Tesla's really pushing that. But what skills are we losing by letting the machines do all the work? Another example, I'm kind of bouncing around today, but another example is there's video of a little bobcat, the little four-wheel front loader. You see at construction sites, they've got those on computers now. You set it up and it'll carve out a perfect flat square. That's pretty good. That's a great return on investment sitting on the outside, not in the construction industry, but I don't have to train anybody. I just pay for the computer program and get nice and level things. What happens when it becomes intricate? What happens when there's that undiscovered pipe that's underneath the ground? How does the computer compensate for that? Or the tree roots, or... yeah, there'll be one person standing there supposedly monitoring it. We know people like to get lazy sometimes. And that's not a slam, that's just an observation. But connecting that to the topic of cars, where do we lose our driving abilities? Now, I know it's not qualified under the machine learning bit, but next time you're in a grocery store parking lot and you see someone backing out of a parking stall, watch them. Majority of people just stare at that little camera, that new little dash cam that shows you behind your vehicle. And that's a great tool. It really is. You can, you know, helps a lot of people with their backing maneuvers. But how many times have you seen, throw the kids under the bus, that teenage kid that's flying through the parking lot 25 miles an hour. And then you look over and you see that person backing out of the parking stall, only looking at the rear view camera. That camera only shows directly behind you. It's not going to show you that kid flying around. How much on technology are we going to, again, rely to help us? Well, now we've got those parking brake sensors, or not the parking brake, but the proximity sensors that help stop your car. So that way, as you're backing out, looking at your camera, checking your Facebook updates, the car will stop for you when that teenager flies through. What about when people want to create music? Let them rely on machine learning, the artificial intelligence, to create it for you. Where will that, will it have the soul? There's a song already been released called Daddy's Car, comprised by composed by artificial intelligence. The people who created that had the computer analyze Beatles music and create and write and sing the song. I'm not going to play it here. Daddy's Car. You look it up. Song written by computer is all I searched. That'll pop up for you. You sit there and you go, that's cool. There is something very cool about that. But in my opinion, it does miss a little bit of that soul, that feeling that comes from music that's actually created by someone feeling something, trying to portray something. But maybe I'm jaded because, like I said, I prefer albums over singles most times. What about when machine learning starts writing our news articles for you? Well, that's out available as well. You type in a handful of talking points that you want to cover. And the machine takes over and it writes the article for you. Now, will the basic message be conveyed? Yeah. Still need human input to go in and probably edit it and fine-tune it. But what skill is lost in conveying that message? We've got stories of machine learning, coding. Now again, I'm not a coder either. I learned how to write HTML back in the day, and that was about it. But where is your job going to get replaced? You know, maybe that it's just simple coding today. Oh, I just needed to fill in this. When I click here, it does that kind of simple stuff. But when does it get so far that all these people that have been told on Twitter to go learn to code, that AI, that machine learning is going to take their job too? Now, I don't know how much feeling is expressed within code, but if all the basic coding jobs are taken and only the most advanced ones are left, that'll leave a couple people behind. But again, we return to that return on investment. What about with machine learning of the robocalls, the people calling in? People calling you on phones, or when you dial into customer service and you're talking to a machine. Return on investment? Fantastic. But does a robot really sympathize with you? What about when machine learning is used in court cases? Smaller misdemeanor kind of civil penalties and stuff like that. On a small scale, it's probably a good thing. But on a large scale, could be devastating. It could completely lose factors, could lose individual struggles, could lose that sense of human connection, where the judge can actually sit there and understand where the person's coming from. But if it's just machine learning, it'll just say, no, you've had your chance. You're out. And to roll it back into my job, my problem with machine learning, is we have people with college degrees who have never done my job. All they have are numbers. And they take these numbers and they make this machine learning, they make this algorithm in an attempt to make my coworkers and myself more efficient. But in doing so, they've completely mangled how the job used to be done. And in my opinion, still should be done. In an attempt to save money one way, it's now costing my company in other ways. And then when they want to come back at us for numbers, which numbers are you going for? My job requires and deals with several seat-of-your-pants moments. Things are always changing. Things are bouncing around. Or you need to adjust on the fly. It's not necessarily split-second decisions. But there's decisions within your day that you could make to make things more smooth. Take care of certain critical things before having to do other critical things. But the computer doesn't see that. The computer can't see that. In an attempt to remove the skill from my job, I don't think they have. They've increased the amount of intelligence, human intelligence, that's needed. But that's me. I'm some blue collar guy that's doing his job. Machine learning has its place. Absolutely has its uses. In a lot of places, it will remove the skill. Will we forget the skill? Maybe. I think a good portion of us will. Such as in the case of driving. Don't need to think about it anymore. You just let the computer do it. It'll be fine. But then when you have to make up for the computer's shortcomings, will you be able to? That's not to put anybody down. That's just a question. But let us take the time, let us enjoy what we know, Let us enjoy where we're going. We can go hand in hand with AI. But again, let's not forget where we came from. Let's not completely write off our skills to a computer-controlled being. I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. I got a website, billybones.com. Join the Discord server there or shoot me an email. Questions, comments, love mail, hate mail, send it all. Talk to you next week. Love you guys.